With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Suzanne.
And we are best friends and business partners who understand how our lives and our work are intertwined.
And we talk about the challenges that are up for us because, just like you, we're trying to get better all the time.
Okay, Rach, so we're just playing around because we've got some extra time in the studio. We want to be efficient, but also we're just playing around with this idea of a show segment that we're going to post separately called Hot Mic.
Right, because we're not running for anything, so it doesn't matter who hears us.
Right, so true. And but this will live in podcast archives as just our take on a current issue, which is the college admissions scandal.
Shocking. I'm so shocked. News that wealthy people are paying other people to get their kids to go into college. Okay. So I've had, you know, streams of messages from people thinking, yeah, this is all about what's wrong with sports. You know, this is what's wrong with the workforce. There's a lot of, yeah, this is the consequence of helicopter parenting. And I'm thinking to myself, are you fucking kidding me right now? This is yet another moment in which we are being asked to pay attention to one fact that is going to determine the future of our nation, and that is, what are we going to do about the privilege gap? What are we, wherever it appears, right? It started, you know, when Anand Giridharadas, the author of the book,
you pronounce his last name so well, by the way. I just want to say
I practice it in the mirror. Winner take all, where he's, you know, this appears everywhere you look, where you go, oh, look, rich people who already have a leg up get their whole body in the door when people who don't have that privilege can't get in. And yet we still have this story about the American dream. Right?
So just this morning, Rachel, I don't know if you saw it, about how many African-American students were admitted into Stuyvesant High School.
Yep.
This was – so of the student body, freshman class of 587 students, only 10 were African-American in New York City. And it's this same issue all over again. And so now we're facing again like, okay, that's a public school with public funds that in theory was supposed to be started in order to close this gap.
Right. And so the question is, what do we do about it? It's not simple. So in that case, they're saying, hey, man, we just give it to – nobody bought their way in here. Right. These Asian students did not buy their way into Stuyvesant. They took the test and they excelled. Right. And so you go, right. But that test is obviously not the sole determinant. Right. So how do we even the scales? Beto's going to get nailed on this, too.
Yes.
His privilege. Right. No matter what story he's talking the American dream. But look at who you are. So I'm just saying this story of privilege, which it's just another nail in the coffin.
You know what I wonder, Rachel? I wonder if it's not going to come from the admissions process up, meaning Because it's not – there is no good way to solve that problem, because to their point about the admissions process at the public schools in New York, you're not going to solve it by eliminating that test.
Exactly.
You're not going to solve it – yes, they are probably going to get rid of the ACTs and SATs. I do believe that that is going to fall.
It's structural. Okay. Right.
Yes.
Deeply structural.
Deeply structural. I also think it's going to come from an entirely different conversation that we start having in this country about – what success means, where it comes from, what skills. It's like the podcast that we talked about, like who gets hired and why. It's like the new options project we did where we talked about the skills that are actually determining who's successful at work. We are going to need to actually redefine what success in America looks like because—
And by the way, yeah, go ahead.
Right? So that we don't need to actually— think that the only way to do this is to get into the best colleges and to get into the best
absolutely.
High schools in the first place.
Right. And so we have to change the conversation.
Yeah.
Also within, this is dangerous, right? We have to change the conversation about what success looks like.
Yeah.
We need to change the conversation from this kind of success to a different kind of success.
Right. Like, but,
so it's not a single conversation.
Right. Like, shouldn't success in a large part be raising independent children who can fend for themselves in the world and get a job and contribute to society?
This is the thing. This seems to be about college admissions, but these are such interconnected issues. That is, what role sports plays in college, what role
brands,
you know,
college brands, right?
Right. And the total charade of the college rankings that
oh,
is
yeah.
you know, anybody who knows anything in U.S. News and World Report, the college rankings are a joke, right? And yet, and the payments that go on to get in there.
Or employers standing up
yes.
and saying, like the big box employers going, hello, America. We actually want to let you know that the, you know, brands you're desperately trying to get your kids into mean a whole lot less to us than the following criteria. In other words,
right.
I think that the conversation is the only saving grace here because the system itself, like it's – we can't fix the admissions process. We can't fix the standardized test. We actually also can't fix the fact that there are going to be education gaps in America
yes.
for the foreseeable future.
Yes, but here's the, what I want to end with is where you see the symptom arising or erupting like a disease is not the source.
Right.
It is a referred symptom. So to attack the admissions process and go to town on the whole question about admissions and the job market and who these people are and microparenting, all that stuff. You need to really, really open the aperture to look at what kind of culture we are in which that erupts there, but it's erupting everywhere.
There was a recent Vanity Fair article by Scott Turow, and in it he tells this story that's relevant here, where he talks about being seated at a dinner party next to a very lovely African-American woman who starts telling him this story about something her grandmother said to her, that she wants the revolution to start, but not with her great-grandchildren, because she wants her great-grandchildren to be able to go to Princeton. And the woman was Michelle Obama. And it's a really powerful story because I have to say, Rachel, that the one thing about this last week, and as you know better than anyone else, I just went through this whole college admissions process with Joey right now in real time. He's a senior
right.
in high school.
Right.
And when this whole thing broke,
yep.
there was absolutely a little piece of this in my mind that said to me, like, well, thank God I'm done with it. Like, thank God this isn't about me. Like, thank God this won't affect yeah. my children. I'm now done. My kids are all through college.
And just imagine being told, you know what? you may do nothing to get Joey's chances to improve.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's my point. It's like if my kids were little and I knew I was facing some sweeping change in guidelines as a result of this that were going to drastically impact the way my children were now going to have to apply to college, I'd be freaking out. It's much easier to have this as a theoretical conversation when I know the revolution is not going to affect my child who's off to college. Yep. I also want to just say this may be a depressing way to end my thought on this. I think it also is going to come down to individual responsibility.
Yeah.
You know,
individual resistance to certain kinds of trends that don't feel right for you or your child.
Right. Right. I just don't know that we're going to have this kind of mass change at some societal level, especially given, you know, leadership and current trends towards materialism and the tech boom and everything else. It's like at some point, it's like in every home, at every dinner table, every conversation, every child, like I just don't know that we're going to get around having individual responsibility for each of us being responsible for raising families where our kids ideally – and I'm not trying to preach like my kids are perfect. I'm just saying if you and I are talking about this theoretically, I'm saying where kids would say, I don't like that. That doesn't feel right.
I don't know that kids are going to ever buck the mattering system of their families, but I do think that when you know your kid takes too much effort to jam into a certain slot of any kind, stop pushing and start saying, I want my child to fit where he or she or they fit.
Yeah. So that was a hot mic, and we'll be back to the big payoff next week.
If you like what you heard, you can find us at bigpayoffradio.com, on iTunes, on the Acast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please, please rate and review us. It matters.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.